Hello, good morning. I have a bit of good news. And if you're a chocoholic, then you will be doubly pleased. For some time now, we were told that chocolate is good for you. So what I am about to say may not be of such unique value. And of course, if anyone thinks that chocolate is good, and therefore buys all these bars of milk chocolates, then forgive me if I dampen your enthusiasm a bit. So before I go further, maybe I can tell you a little bit about the history of chocolate. Apparently, the Spanish had discovered it when they colonized part of America, and the Aztecs used the brew of the coca beans as a brain stimulant in their tribal rituals. They called it chocolat, and I spell it X-O-C-O-L-A-T. And it meant bitter water. Cocoa is the fruit of the theobroma cacao shrub. And anyone with some medical knowledge will relate this theo to tea and bromo to bromides. Two ingredients, at least one of them, we use every day in full knowledge of their mild pharmacological effects. They are actually mild drugs, and they are useful and harmless unless, like any other useful thing, they are abused. Cocoa brew was noted in excavations in many parts of America dating back nearly 3,000 years. And some sort of paste was also found which indicated possible fermentation to produce an intoxicating alcohol-based drink. About 1,000 years ago, they appeared some evidence of adding sugar to the paste to sweeten it. But it wasn't until the 16th century AD that London, of all places, introduced the drink to Europe. The useful ingredient of the chocolate bean are the actual mass or flesh, which, when roasted and dried, is turned into powder, making the so-called cocoa solids, as well as the cocoa butter, which also is extracted from the kernel. White chocolate contains only the cocoa butter, together with milk and sugar, emulsifiers, and so on. These emulsifiers were originally used by John Cadbury, a Briton, and a Quaker, and of course the originator of Cadbury's chocolates. Sadly, Cadbury, an iconic British product, was taken over by the American Kraft Food Company a little over 8 years ago. Cadbury started the chocolate manufacture in 1897. But the real credit goes to Joseph Fry and his son, who in 1847 invented the chocolate paste and added sugar. The Dutch had extracted the cocoa butter fraction from the kernel, and again we have the famous chocolatier Van Houten to thank for that. The first chocolate house actually opened in London in 1657, and at that time offered chocolate almost as a sort of medicinal shop under the management of a physician. But we now know better and enjoy chocolate in so many of its forms. Soon, chocolate was mass-produced, thanks to the Industrial Revolution of Britain, which worked out the manufacturing process needed to bring to life and to the public the chocolate as we know it. So now, what about the good news I mentioned as I introduced my talk? Well, we probably all have been hearing lately of the value of chocolate in reducing high blood pressure and the incidence of heart disease and stroke, and its effect on antagonizing so-called free radicals in the body. To explain this free radical issue in simple terms, one can describe them as particles, actually of oxygen, with a single atom, not the usual double atom, but also of a water molecule that has an extra oxygen atom attached. These unstable so-called free atoms are electrochemically reactive and as such are destructive to our body. To counteract their damaging effect, we require to include in our diet many of the foodstuffs that have so-called antioxidant properties, which eliminate these free electrical particles from the body. Chocolate is one of them. But of course, we also know that berries and other fruit and vegetables and some nuts also help in this beneficial effect. So, for the time being, let us enjoy thinking of our chocolate. But here I will have to add my mild damper to our joy. That damper is that it is not the delicious milk chocolate or the expensive truffles that are good for us. Regrettably, it is the dark chocolate that is. Indeed, if we are to have the maximum benefit, we will need to eat almost pure cocoa. But this is too bitter. So how about settling for really dark chocolate, say 70%, or better still, 85%? Bitter, yes. But good for you? Also a big yes. The recent article in the British Medical Journal states that this will lower blood pressure, reduce cholesterol levels in blood, and protect our blood platelets, which are responsible for the clotting mechanism of our blood and the linings of the organs, mainly the blood vessels. It also helps with lowering the sugar levels in diabetics, all this for its so-called flavonoid contents. Well done, our ancient Americans, for giving us chocolate. And well done, the West Africans, who nowadays give us nearly two-thirds of the world's supply of cocoa. But I hope we shall not forget that the real thanks goes to God, who not only created us, but given us all the elements and foods that, as we keep on discovering, give us also health, vigor, capability, and longer life. So let me add by a prayer of thanks, for God has given us more than our daily bread. Let me pass on to you the Baha'i sentence of gratitude, which says, "Let us rejoice, therefore, in the wondrous signs of the beneficence of God's abounding grace." Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.